Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today, in our landmark release series, I'm featuring tunes from Herbie Hancock's 1965 classic, Maiden Voyage. Plus, this hour, organ wizard Joey DeFrancesco, guitar legend Kenny Burrell, and a wonderful song by Nat King Cole. First, though, to Ella Fitzgerald and Caravan.
Stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Night, 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 and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan. Beside me here beneath
That was the fantastic Ella Fitzgerald and Caravan. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring Herbie Hancock's maiden voyage, recorded in 1965 when Hancock was just 24, although he'd been playing with the Miles Davis band for several years already by that point. Turning now to another former member of a Miles Davis band, Joey DeFrancesco from Pennsylvania came from a family of musicians. He was playing his own gigs by the age of 10, and at age 18, Miles Davis asked him to join the band. Joey DeFrancesco toured Europe in this capacity. He perhaps became better known, though, in the 1990s as a member of John McLaughlin's trio Free Spirits. Here Joe DeFrancesco is, jamming in the basement. Thank you. Joey DeFrancesco jamming in the basement there, and from one Miles Davis band member who became a band leader to another. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring a classic Herbie Hancock album in our landmark release series. It's called Maiden Voyage, and as the title suggests, it's broadly a concept album focusing on the sea. Hancock was only 24 when the album was recorded in the Rudy Van Gelder studio. He was born in Chicago, and over a career spanning five decades, he has so far won 14 Grammy Awards. In 1960, Herbie Hancock started playing with trumpeter Donald Byrd, and by the mid-70s he was playing to full stadia across the world. And since then he's recorded a stream of fantastic, groundbreaking funk and jazz albums. Maiden Voyage was his fifth album, made just 5 years after starting working with Donald Byrd. Herbie Hancock borrowed two members of the then Miles Davis band, Ron Carter, bass and Tony Williams drums, adds the trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and sax player George Coleman. Let's have a listen. This tune is called Survival of the Fittest. We'll be right back. Herbie Hancock, Survival of the Fittest. You heard there Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, George Coleman, tenor, Ron Carter, bass, Tony Williams, drums, and of course Herbie Hancock on piano. A beautiful impressionistic wash, real musical creativity and scene painting there. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I hope you're enjoying the selection of music on In the Moment. You can email In the Moment at sheffieldlive.org if you'd like to suggest a piece or an artist to feature in future. I'd be delighted to hear from you. Now let's kick back a little and have a listen to Kenny Burrell and Rock Salt. We'll be right back. That was Kenny Burrell guitar, Louis Smith's trumpet, Junior Cook and Tina Brooks tenors, and soulful Bobby Timmons piano, Sam Jones and Art Blakey on bass and drums, respectively. A stellar lineup from Kenny Burrell's 1958 album, Blue Lights, Volume 2, Rock Salt. You're listening to Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Now for one of my favourite tunes. It's from Herbie Hancock's album Maiden Voyage, which we are featuring today on In the Moment. It has a beautiful and poetic title, Dolphin Dance.
Thank you.
What a wonderful piece of music. That's Herbie Hancock piano, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drums, and it just has to be one of the prettiest tunes. One more tune from Maiden Voyage to come in the programme today. First, though, let's have a listen to a fabulous singer. He was born in Montgomery, Alabama in 1919, and when Nat King Cole was 4, the family moved to Chicago, where Herbie Hancock grew up, as it happens. Nat King Cole first became known as a piano player, but gradually better known as a singer. Another lovely title here. This is A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley. the moon that lingered over London town. Poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up, all gold and blue, to interrupt our rendezvous. I still remember how you smiled and said, "Was that a dream? Or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing of Fred Astaire. And like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
What a voice. That's Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square and Nat King Cole. Well, that's almost it for today's In The Moment. I do hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've loved having your company. Please do email In The Moment if you have any music suggestions or any other suggestions. The email address is inthemoment@sheffieldlive.org. Do have a good week, and I look forward to doing it all again next time. So, for the final time today, here's another tune from our featured album, Maiden Voyage. You're going to hear Herbie Hancock on piano, George Coleman tenor, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drums, produced by Rudy Van Gelder. Maiden Voyage is one of the seminal jazz albums of all time, and well worth checking out if you like what you've heard. Here's a wonderful tune entitled Little One. Thank you.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Patronize as she forgoes these passage rites.